While Syrian authorities in the city of Aleppo have freed 85 anti-government militants who turned themselves in the rest of region. The Committee of National Reconciliation pardoned the armed men who had surrendered themselves to Syrian authorities in the northern city. They were released after pledging not to carry out any act that would undermine security in the country in the future. Damascus has often called on all citizens who were misled by foreign-backed opposition forces to turn themselves in to authorities to settle their files. Foreign-backed insurgents have been wreaking havoc in Syria for nearly 4 years. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Syrian capital. Now, Muhammad, many people would say that this is very kind of the Syrian government, that it is letting these men go. Isn't there a bit of danger in that, though?
Well, those who turn themselves in with their weapons are definitely determined to go back to a normal life. If they have not decided to do so, they wouldn't have turned themselves in. However, as you have just said, yes, the Syrian government has been proving always that it is after reconciliation, not after violence. We know that almost since the beginning of the unrest, the Syrian policy is based in its infrastructure on two factors: fighting terrorism on the one hand, and also reaching reconciliations with the Syrians on the other. We know that just today, as you have just said in the news, 85 people, armed men from the city of Aleppo, from various parts of Aleppo, turned themselves in with their weapons. And as usual, the Syrian government directly released them after they pledged not to carry out any act that would undermine the security of the country in the future. Also, last month, on the 4th of last month, about 180 armed men also surrendered to the Syrian authorities. There have been thousands of armed men who surrendered during the Syrian unrest since the Syrian government opened the door for reconciliations and started telling people to turn themselves in, and they will be directly, and they will not be prisoned. Because the Syrian government, in the end, has a belief that the only solution for the Syrian unrest eventually would be a reconciliation, a comprehensive one across the country. We know that there have been some.
Okay, it seems we've lost our connection there with Muhammad. That was Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who had been speaking to us live from the Syrian capital.